As we hope you know, we're following an investigation into the largest art heist in history. It happened at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston almost 30 years ago. 13 artworks were taken, including paintings by Rembrandt, Vermeer, and Manet. The missing art is now valued at $500 million. In this week's episode of the WBUR and Boston Globe podcast, Last Scene, we look at whether the heist might have been an inside job. Here now to give us a preview is senior producer and reporter for Last Scene, Kelly Horan. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Bob.
And Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter for the Boston Globe and Last Scene consulting producer, Steve Kirkchin. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So, Kelly, start. In this episode, you focus on one of the two security guards from the 1990 heist. His name is Rick Abbott. At the time, he was a 23-year-old Berklee School of Music dropout, but also the guard at the museum who opened the door and let two thieves dressed as Boston police officers in that night. Now, we know authorities have been suspicious of him for the past 28 years. Why is that?
Well, I want to be very clear that the FBI has never publicly named Rick Abbott as a suspect, and they've actually never even acknowledged that he was that guard on duty that night. But we know that the very first FBI agent on the case 28 and a half years ago said to Rick Abbott, if you had tried, you could not have done things any more suspiciously. Not only did he let those thieves in that night, but he stepped away from the panic button. They got him away from the panic button. What we also know is that something like 80%, according to the FBI, of museum heists are inside jobs. So was he the inside guy?
Steve, you met with Abbott at a restaurant in Vermont back in 2013 to get his side of the story, as I understand it. We will hear some of your exchanges in the podcast. What did he tell you that surprised you?
Well, the biggest surprise he told me was that he had had a party at the museum several months before the actual theft. He brought in several of his very close friends, and they partied through the night until around 6 o'clock in the morning.
This was a private party that he organized at the museum?
That he let in several of his pals at the museum. That's flagrant violation of all the rules, and who was there and what they saw and what they picked up and what they told other people after it is anybody's guess. In the podcast, we go into greater detail about how the rules were regularly broken by the security guys and the staff.
So, Steve, given all that, how does Abbott look back on the night of the heist?
He was very open in admitting the negligence of that night. But he also stressed to me that he was over all this.
For some reason, you know, I seem to be the only person involved in this thing who doesn't give a
really?
I seem to be the only one who's not trying to figure it out. And that mainly comes down to, I'm glad to be alive.
So when he says he's glad to be alive, he's referring to the fact that he and the other security guard on the night of the heist were tied up and left in the basement by the two robbers?
Exactly. He stayed in place for several hours, 4 hours, and his major fear was if he wasn't killed directly, they were going to burn down the museum after they finished their theft.
Kelly, let me ask you this. Your investigation zeroes in on the painting Chez Tortoni by the French artist Edouard Manet. It was the only painting stolen from the first floor. What else about the theft of that painting was peculiar?
This is the mystery within the mystery of the Gardner heist, because nothing about the theft of this painting matches the MO of the other 12 pieces that were stolen. Specifically, hundreds of motion sensors were set off on the second floor that night. Chez Tortoni was taken from the first floor, and no alarms went off in the room from which it was taken, the blue room. And so that raised the question, were the motion sensors broken? And we spoke with a security expert who knew well the Gardner Museum. He knew their security apparatus. And after the heist, he was brought in to try to answer that very question.
The odds of getting past those motion detectors are in the millions to one. It just baffles me how that got out of there. That painting was removed from that room earlier than when the burglary occurred.
We do know that there was one set of footprints registered in that room. Those were of Rick Abbott, the security guard, who had been in that room before the heist. It doesn't look good for Rick Abbott.
All right. Despite all this, Rick Abbott hasn't been arrested.
He has never been arrested, and he has always maintained his innocence.
Well, we'll hear a lot more about this, and I'm looking forward to the new episode of Last Scene because of what you've said this morning. Kelly Horan, senior producer and reporter of Last Scene, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Steve Kirkjian, consulting producer and reporter of Last Scene, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Next week on WBUR's Morning Edition, we look at the connection to an auto shop in Dorchester with mob ties.
We had wiretaps, and all conversations were all cryptic encoded. I mean, nouns were off limits with this group. They never said a name, they never said a place or anything.
You can download the first two episodes of Last Scene on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. To listen on our website or for instructions on how to download a podcast, visit wbur.org/last scene.
Funding for Last Scene is provided by Samuel Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is back just in time for fall here in New England. SamuelAdams.com. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor responsibly.